your day. Keep us up to the truth of our case, no name. Just dance insane to the funky man, Rick James.
Next on What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you forget everything.
Everyone wants to know about the Jeffrey Epstein files. What's in them and who's in them? But it's not the only thing going on.
A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind.
It's gotten to the point because of promises made by the president.
I'm Paul Fisher.
By the way, another host of promises not kept, whether he promised he was bringing prices down, he has not, promised he would keep people on Medicaid, they're getting kicked off, and now promises that they're going to release these Epstein files.
Besides the Epstein files, there's all that boring stuff. You know, there's tariffs and ICE raids and healthcare cuts. And yes, there's Texas.
Look, I'm concerned as a matter of fact. Contact all the shattered impact.
Have all members registered? A quorum is present.
Look, fist contort, fist the music, the crash. There's a war on stage, stop the glow and the ash.
The House and Gallery, please rise for the invocation, which will be offered by Ron Joy from the Department of Public Safety.
Outside the state, somebody's begging for news. It's the long, hard road from here to the truth, shape two.
The following proclamation from the governor. The clerk will read the proclamation.
To all to whom these presents shall come, I, Greg Abbott, governor of the state of Texas, by the authority vested in me by Article 3, Sections 5A and 40, and Article 4, Section 8A of the Texas Constitution. Do hereby call a special session of the 89th Legislature to convene in the city of Austin commencing at 12 p.m. on Monday, July 21st, 2025 to consider and act upon the following. Legislation to improve early warning systems and other preparedness infrastructure in flood-prone areas throughout Texas. Legislation to improve early warning systems and other preparedness infrastructure in flood-prone areas throughout Texas. Legislation to strengthen emergency communications and other response infrastructure in flood-prone areas.
You probably heard Texas Governor Greg Abbott called a special session. Of the Texas State Legislature to talk about improving weather alert systems. And infrastructure improvements after the deadly Central Texas floods. But that wasn't the original reason for the special session. One of the the original reasons was to gerrymander the state's congressional districts even more. Squeeze out five more districts that could be won by Republicans for House seats in Congress. And deny Democrats retaking the House in the midterm.
Legislation that provides a revised congressional redistricting plan in light of constitutional concerns raised by the U.S. Department of Justice.
President Trump personally lobbied Texas Republicans to do it.
How many more seats do you want the Republicans to draw?
Five.
And then what if California, New York, Illinois, and other blue states decide to do
this? Yeah, well, that's okay, too, but five. I think we get five. And there could be some other states. We're going to get another three or four or five. In addition, Texas would be the biggest one. And
so are you calling in for a complete redrawing of the congressional map ahead of next year?
No, just a very simple redrawing. We pick up five seats.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But we have a couple of other states where we'll pick up seats also.
And to Gavin Newsom. He said if Texas goes ahead with that, California could redistrict. And come up with more gerrymandered Democratic seats to counter the ones from Texas.
When Donald Trump calls in to the Texas legislature, along the lines of the phone calls he made saying, find me some votes in Georgia, and says, find me five more seats in Texas. They're playing by a different set of rules. They can't win by the traditional game, so they want to change the game. We could act taller than now. We could sit on the sidelines, talk about the way the world should be. Or we can recognize the existential nature That is this moment. And so it took me a moment to reconcile my own feelings. Very proud of the work Governor Schwarzenegger and others did on that. It's a national model. Right now, there may not be a nation to model. And so my response to that, I want to finish because it's the question you're asking. Has been to explore what we can do about it. And that's exactly what I've tasked my team. And there are two alternatives if you're interested. You can call a special session and we can move forward. And we're exploring that. And we've had real conversations about that. There are also a number of legal experts that have come to us exploring an alternative to that. Through an urgency measure, the legislature can move forward with new maps as it relates to federal districts. And that is option that is also being considered. And both of those are being advanced in real time. Not only with members of the legislature, but others that are interested because they feel the same pressures I do about the existential threat of what Donald Trump and some of these Republican states are trying to do.
The Texas districts are already so gerrymandered for Republicans, the state GOP realizes the latest attempt could backfire on them. Texas Democrats like Beto O'Rourke are determined to fight back.
Why are they doing this? Donald Trump's policies, whether it's the big, beautiful bill that's going to take nearly 2 million Texans off of Medicaid or transfer nearly $1 trillion of wealth to the richest 1% at the expense of working families, his policies are deeply unpopular. He doesn't want to face accountability from the voters, and he's worried about keeping his very slim majority in Congress. So he's trying to pick up 5 seats through this redistricting process in Texas. Now, to your question about how we fight back, there are a number of things that we can do. One, the Democratic state legislators can deny their Republican colleagues a quorum to be able to move forward on this.
We've seen this before with legislators leaving the state and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And I think they at least have to try this. And all of us, wherever you live, have to get behind them. Because if we fail to support them right now, it's not just going to hurt the people of Texas. It's going to hurt people all over this country. But there's more that we can do. Governor Gavin Newsom in California has talked about a redistricting in his state. I think it's time that we match fire with fire. I think Democrats in the past too often have been more concerned with being right than being in power. And we've seen
Republicans only
care about being in power, regardless of what is right.
So you support the Newsom effort because California right now has an independent commission. That does districts in as fair a way as possible, in nonpartisan way as possible. And you're saying Democrats should, even though you don't approve of it, Democrats should do it too.
We have to get serious. We have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. So, yes. California, in Illinois, in New York. We'll be right back. wherever we have the trifecta of power, we have to use that to its absolute extent. And then the last thing, this may end up biting Republicans in the ass. You have the possibility that they will disperse Republican voters to make up these three or four or five new congressional districts and put those districts in play. So in Texas, we've got to get out there and register and meet the voters who are going to decide the outcomes in these next elections if they're successful with this redistricting. Our group, Powered by People, is doing this right now on the ground. We can't wait for 2026. We got to do the work right now in 2025.
And the same way President Trump put himself into the fight, National Democrats are getting into it too.
If Texas Republicans want a showdown, the DNC is going to give them a showdown. Mark my words, we are not going to roll over on this one. We're going to do everything in our power to slow this down because it's a craven power grab. When Texans are hurting and suffering after this flooding, Greg Abbott and Donald Trump are using this crisis to try to steal the political power. We are not going to let them do that. And guess what? I think a few Democratic governors might have something to say about that.
They're trying to cheat to win.
Cheat to win? I mean, but this is what majorities do. They draw lines.
It is completely and totally unprecedented to engage in mid-decade redistricting. That is only being done because House Republicans in Texas and beyond know they have no track record of success. The lines for Texas have already been drawn, and in fact, they are already heavily gerrymandered. They have been ordered by Donald Trump, who is their political puppet master, to try to do everything possible to avoid a free and fair election.
Now, we know that there's talk now among Democrats of responding in kind, including in California. Up to five seats, you're hearing about this. Are you supportive of this effort in California, changing lines in California to respond to what's going on in Texas?
I'm going to let the governor of California speak for himself and the people of California, as well as the leaders of the California delegation. But in my view, all options are on the table in terms of making sure that there are fair maps throughout the country.
So you don't think this is the same thing as what the Republicans are?
Of course it's not.
Because of why?
Because we believe in the principle of fair maps. We're supportive of the notion that we need an overhaul of electoral reform. But what you have Republicans doing is what they've consistently tried to do. Understand something, Manu, that Republicans wouldn't even be in the majority right now if it wasn't for Republicans in the North Carolina legislature last year stealing three congressional seats from the people of North Carolina. North Carolina is a 50-50 state. The North Carolina delegation was seven Democrats, seven Republicans, as recently as January 2nd of this year. But because Republicans know they can't win an election on their own merits, they stole three seats from the people of North Carolina, gerrymandered the map in the middle of the decade, which then took effect on January 3rd of this year. And so the North Carolina delegation went from 7-7 to 10 Republicans, 4 Democrats. The Republicans only have a 3-seat majority right now. They wouldn't even be in the majority if it wasn't for the fact that they gerrymandered the map in North Carolina.
So you get to a point, and this is how I view it as a former prosecutor.
And to catch the light in you, to celebrate it, try to pull the time behind you for revenge.
You have to protect the victims if you release documents. That's fairly easy to do. You just redact the names of victims, and you've seen documents like that before. But this has gotten to the point where they have just sown distrust in the justice system. They promised that these documents would be out there. They literally gave people binders that said part one.
Older now, and you're getting old, and your friends have all come over, and your kids are.
And now suddenly, with a whistleblower reporting that 100,000 documents were reviewed by the FBI to look for the president's name. They've suddenly pulled back and said, no, we're not releasing them. So, to me, as a former prosecutor, there are times when you release things for the good of the country. This is one of those times, and you don't go and say, oh, we're just gonna see if a judge will let us do part of the evidence, part of the files that are over here in this grand jury proceeding after dissing judges forever. Give me a break.
Call it just desserts, or poetic justice, or what goes around comes around. But to use another cliche, years of Trump and MAGA world conspiracy theories have come home to roost.
The clock continues ticking.
And this time, it's not just Democrats. The MAGA crowd won't stand for Trump and his attorney general refusing to unleash the Epstein files, or accept Trump and DOJ insistence there is no Epstein client list, or that Epstein wasn't murdered in jail, it was suicide. Even Trump's sidekick, House Speaker Mike Johnson, demands more transparency.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Marjorie or Anna about that specific subject, but I'm for transparency. We're intellectually consistent in this. Look, Reagan used to tell us we should trust the American people. I believe in that principle. I know President Trump does as well, and I trust him. I mean, he put together a team of his choosing, and they're doing a great job. It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it. I mean, the White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this is my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there. And you know, Pam Bondi, I don't know when she originally made the statement. I think she was talking about documents, as I understood it, they were on her desk. I don't know that she was specific about a list or whatever, but she needs to come forward and explain that to everybody. I like Pam. I mean, I think she's done a good job. We need the DOJ focusing on the major priorities. So let's get this thing resolved so that they can deal with violent crime and public safety and election integrity and going after Act Blue and the things that the president is most concerned about, as we are. So I'm anxious to get this behind us.
Of course, Johnson then found ways to soften what he said, because that's what Trump loyalists do. Even Congressman Tim Burchard of Tennessee, who's demanding release of all the Epstein files, with redactions to protect witnesses and survivors, Burchard is on a growing list of Republicans who go on to say things like this.
I applaud the president and Attorney General Bondi for wanting to release the grand jury files. I believe that'll pretty much cover everything. But I would give everybody a caveat, or that's a big word, but a warning. That just because somebody flew on a plane doesn't mean they're a dadgum pedophile. You know, I have a lot of wealthy friends. I aspire to be wealthy, but I've taken a vow of poverty because my daughter rides horses. But I have a lot of wealthy friends, and they fly on people's planes, and their plane will be down, and they'll say, hey, we're going somewhere. And we got an extra seat, you want to go, and they don't even know the person on the plane. So, you know, that's one of the things I worry about, too, because, you know. President Trump admitted that he flew on his dadgum plane, and so I worry about some innocent people.
And Burchard is not above citing conspiracy theories, including, with no evidence, that Democrats tampered with the Epstein files.
This town does not give up its secrets easy, and it's fighting and kicking. And the reason I'm worried about these files now is the fact that the Biden administration, who in my opinion has a history of corruption, has tampered with these files, and we're never going to get to the bottom of it. I think stuff could have been placed in those files. Do I have proof? Well, no, I don't. But I have a gut feeling. And I have a historical reference, which is every dadgum time something like this happens in this town, it gets covered up.
And for good measure, Burchard is not above resurrecting old conspiracies about who shot JFK.
I don't think we're ever going to get to the bottom of anything, all of it, ma'am. I mean, look at the Kennedy assassination. Do you actually believe Lee Harvey Oswald shot President Kennedy from the front and the back, and this magic bullet appears an hour later on a hospital gurney? In an emergency room. You know, this town doesn't give up its secrets very easy.
And you're listening to What's the Frequency, Kenneth? With musical host Paul Fisher in New York City.
Come on, honey. He's got a videotape for us to watch. Why don't we just take a little peek? Why don't we not?
This is what happens when you push bizarre notions of a child's sex ring.
Okay, class.
Yes, today we are going to talk about subliminal advertising.
Running out of a pizza parlor with Hillary Clinton secretly in charge, and that only Democrats are involved in this.
Every day.
And then trying to add to that conspiracy by pretending only Democrats would be on Epstein's client list.
Are you familiar with subliminal messages?
You mean like sex and
ice? For his very real sex crimes operation.
It may sound like science fiction. We may be on the threshold of invading the individual.
Trafficking underage girls.
Personal privacy, his own inner thought.
While ignoring tapes of Trump and Epstein together at parties.
Did you give out tapes and hidden messages?
Trump has now taken to claiming any creepy connection to Epstein is an Obama-Comey-Biden conspiracy plot. And suing Rupert Murdoch, of all people, because his Wall Street Journal reported on a birthday greeting to Epstein that Trump denies he sent. Of course, MAGAworld was groomed by Trump for years with other conspiracies, from Obama isn't a citizen.
But if you were to slow down a few frames of this scene,
what if Dalton finds out we're giving him a tape with hidden messages?
Well, he's not going to find out. They're hidden.
To voting machines and migrants stealing the 2020 election from Trump, an election Trump indeed lost. To the ever popular deep state.
I wonder if someone's using hidden messages.
Which is the hard right phrase for civil service employees not loyal to the president. But who do their jobs no matter who is in the Oval Office. Many of them now fired, thanks to the shadow docket Supreme Court rulings. But I digress. In a lot of ways, it's just a more distorted funhouse mirror image of left-wing paranoia, rooted in the 60s belief that the FBI had infiltrated many counterculture and anti-war groups, which in fact they had. Anyway, just like MAGAworld is blind to the idea of Trump being on any Epstein client list, Democrats are now the ones gaslighting Republicans as payback by demanding release of any and all Epstein files as if it would only hurt Republicans. I suspect Democrats don't really expect those files to be released in full.
Playing with our minds? Wait a second.
But they do see it as a good way to needle Trump and deepen divisions in MAGA world.
Someone's using hidden messages on us.
If you kids keep listening to those tapes, you'll put my jukebox out of business.
Why don't we have a hearing on what the whole country's talking about right now if you turn on TV and go on the internet?
Talk about subliminal advertising.
What's that?
Well, it's advertising that uses hidden
messages.
Why don't we have a hearing about the continuing suppression and cover-up of the information in the Epstein file?
Exactly on that.
About a child sex ring run by powerful people. The whole country. Not just Republicans and MAGA, but liberal Democrats are in an uproar because President Trump, Attorney General Bondi, and their allies in the DOJ and FBI repeatedly claimed in public.
And there are always minds that get the messages mixed up.
That the Epstein files have the names of power elite actors involved in human trafficking and sexual abuse of minors with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, and they promised to release all the information in the name of maximal transparency. Remember that? They said this would be the most transparent administration in the history of the United States. But now they're shouting, nothing to see here. Sweeping it all under the rug.
Listen closely to the tape I played for you yesterday.
Steadfastly refusing to release the files despite broad bipartisan demand to release the Epstein files after everything they've said publicly. The Democratic members of this committee sent a letter today at 2 p.m. demanding that the president keep his word and release the files to the American people, and that Chairman Jordan call a bipartisan hearing where we can work together to get to the bottom of this.
The voice track.
How about a hearing on that? Do any of my colleagues want to talk about that, or does everybody want to talk about George Soros? I'm curious to know which of my colleagues support our call for a bipartisan hearing on the Epstein files. So here we are at this utterly pointless hearing, spinning absurd, discredited conspiracy theories again about George Soros. And again, I don't see a single claim of any criminality or illegality taking place. They don't like the guy's politics. I can find you 50 right-wing billionaires whose politics I don't like. So what? What an utter, absurd waste of time this is.
Just being able to pluck and sample, you know, from anywhere, anytime you want. As long as you got a Wi-Fi connection, you stretch.
And it's an attempt to change the subject.
Hidden messages on this tape, Zach.
Just being able to pluck and sample.
Obviously, from what America wants to talk about now, which is why, after promising for all of these years to release the Epstein files, will President Trump not release them? And we know they were friends, and we know they hung out, and we know there are all these pictures together. We know that Michael Wolff, Trump's biographer, said he saw photographs of Donald Trump and Epstein with minor age girls. Well, where does that leave us? That doesn't look good if they then cover up all the information. Come clean and release the information, as the Republicans have repeatedly promised to do. So I look forward to hearing if there's any allegations of criminality or illegality. They should be turned over immediately to the Department of Justice today. Otherwise, this hearing, I'm afraid, Mr. Chairman, is for losers. It's about finger pointing at people who don't have any governmental power at all. It's old recycled allegations.
And that concludes our lesson on subliminal advertising. Have you found it interesting?
Oh, yes, Miss Wentworth.
It's changed my whole life.
I'll bet it has.
Where have you heard about the crazy new way? It's black, but it's green, too quick to sing. But still, you get it subliminally.
Subliminal advertising complete.
Speaking of gaslighting.
Of course we want answers. No one is satisfied with what has been received or lack thereof. No one is satisfied with the rollout of this. Of course, we've heard that Dan Bongino is not satisfied with the rollout of this either. And, you know, I mean, I think you hear time and time again what an honorable stand-up man Dan Bongino is.
Lauren Boebert, come on down. The mega Republican congresswoman is joining calls for a special counsel to investigate the Epstein case. And in a unique Boebert twist, she has someone in mind to be the special counsel.
I think moving forward, we need a special counsel. That has got to happen. There has to be a special investigation into this if we aren't going to be provided information. I hope it doesn't become a false idol. To Republicans, where we just lose sight of everything else, but that doesn't mean we don't want answers. There are plenty of good things to focus on and still more that we need to do.
Yeah.
to really get through the next 4 years and hopefully the next 8 years in a Republican majority. God help us. God willing. And so this is certainly important, and I want answers. And maybe that takes that special counsel to do so. Maybe Matt Gaetz can lead the special counsel.
Would you vote beer of that?
Absolutely. Yes. You know, Matt spoke highly of Pam Bondi and saying, you know, that she's the best attorney general that President Trump has had. But yeah, Matt Gaetz as a special counsel, absolutely.
Yep, you heard that right. She thinks the special counsel in the case should be Matt Gaetz. Maybe because of his special knowledge on the subject matter? Prosecutor, Trump is opting for a limited disclosure of the Epstein grand jury files, and then only disclosing files that AG Pam Bondi considers relevant. Full well that any judge considering a violation of grand jury secrecy would think long and hard about what this would mean for witness protection, especially in a case involving underage girls. There's a lot more to the Epstein case than the grand jury transcript. Including all the files collected for the DOJ investigations. On that score, Senator Dick Durbin is now asking Attorney General Pam Bondi about reports that she ordered hundreds of FBI agents to comb through those files and flag any and all mentions of Donald Trump. And Senator Ron Wyden pointed to another trove of Epstein files.
Senator from Oregon.
Mr. President, Donald Trump has made some far-fetched statements over the last few months. But a stunner in the last few days was his claim that the Jeffrey Epstein matter was a hoax and a scam. Here is why the president is wrong. The figure at the center of this story was an ultra-rich, well-connected sex trafficker. He was a serial rapist. Thank you. women and young girls.
The creek is crushing the three. Creek is gushing with praise.
And for some reason, the Trump administration, they claimed they'd be the most transparent administration ever, turned on a dime. President had run on a campaign with a promise to expose the Epstein files. Now he and the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, say, nope. Nothing to investigate. When it comes to Epstein and sex trafficking, all these claims are just ludicrous. I want the American people to know that that's wrong. If you want to know why, just look at the latest report from our investigators that was discussed in the New York Times this morning. Now, somewhere in the Treasury Department, Mr. President, locked away in a cabinet drawer, is a big Epstein file. It's full of actionable information. Follow the money details. About his financing and operations that await investigation. Last year, the Biden administration allowed our investigators to look at portions of the file. We did that at the Treasury building. Here is what it says. Treasury's Epstein file details, Mr. President, 4,725 wire transfers. So let me repeat that. 4,725 wire transfers adding up to nearly $1.1 billion flowing in and out of just one of Mr. Epstein's bank accounts. If you ask me, that is more than 4,000 potential lines of investigation right there. Hundreds of millions more flowed through other accounts. That's even a lot more to investigate. The file shows that Mr. Epstein used multiple Russian banks, which are now under sanctions, to process payments related to sex trafficking. A lot of the women and girls he targeted came from Russia, Belarus, Turkey, and elsewhere. One shudders. To think about the kinds of people who must have been involved in trafficking these women and young girls out of those companies and into the Epstein web of abuse. Again, these are all potential leads, Mr. President, the Department of Justice ought to be digging into.
Despite Speaker Johnson saying he wanted more Epstein files disclosed, Johnson was prepared to block a House vote to require it by sending the House home early for August recess, so any vote on it would not happen until Congress returns in September after Labor Day. DOJ, which had all but declared case closed, suddenly remembered that Epstein's close associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, is serving a 20-year sentence and announced it would seek a meeting with her for any information she has.
Your Deputy Attorney General has reached out to Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney asking for a new interview.
Yeah, I don't know about it, but I think it's something that would be, sounds appropriate to do, yeah.
Do you have any concern that your Deputy Attorney General, as your former attorney, would be conducting the interview, given...
No, I have no concern. He's a very talented person. He's very smart. I didn't know that they were going to do it. I don't really follow that too much. It's sort of a witch hunt, just a continuation of the witch hunt.
bound to be wrong. Don't need to be right. I left you the keys. I left on the lights. I locked myself out of the house. I'm on the next flight. You can't talk me out of it.
The complete playlist of music and sound bites on the program, you can go to the program's Facebook page. What's the frequency, Paul? I'm Paul Fisher.
I can see the street where we used to sleep. It was all a dream. You thought I would fall back in your arms, but I lost my heart, and the future's gone. Oh, I bet you wish it could be easy to change my mind. Oh, I bet you wish it could be easy, but it's not this time. I ain't coming back, I ain't coming down. I was so high last night, I thought to the ground. You never helped me. It was like hell for me. But you're the greatest pretender. So just keep pretending. Just keep pretending. Oh, I bet you wish it could be easy to change my mind.
You are tuned to listener-supported community radio.